Welcome back to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're continuing our conversation with Ron Miller, who's an enterprise technology reporter and a content management expert, on some of the trends we might expect in 2015 in content management. And now we'll take a look at some other trends like social, collaboration, and wearables and the Internet of Things. Okay, so now I'm going to shift gears a little bit, although these are, you know, all related themes we're talking about. So my next one is social business. That's made a huge series of strides this year in terms of companies using social media to do a variety of things to change their business models. And then, of course, the Ubers of the world, which have sort of become these social businesses and really upended traditional models. So what do you see in terms of social business for 2015?
Well, you know, it's changed a lot of things about the way companies interact with their customers, because you used to be able to, you know, sit down, you wrote your copy, your marketing copy and your ads, and people would come to you. But, you know, online, it's turned upside down, because with online social tools, people do their own research, they talk to one another, and so that changes the whole dynamic. And, you know, companies who ignore this, and there are still companies out there who are just not taking it seriously, do so at their own peril. So that means companies need to be listening to their customers online and interacting with them, you know, but in a natural way, not in a creepy stalker kind of way. So, and that's, I think that's hard for a lot of companies to understand, and they're still really working at that. It also means that, you know, they have to be using inbound marketing techniques we've been hearing a lot about for a long time to create, you know, compelling content that people want to read, which will in turn, you know, drive them back to their website and to their you know, their sales channels.
Right.
So I've described this, you know, this way for a long time. If you owned a couch company and you write about your latest couch, nobody cares, right? It's more marketing. But if you write about how to clean couch cushions, and it applies to your couches and your competitors, that's useful, and it will get people to come to your website, which is the goal. So, you know, basically all of this means that you have more content you have to manage, and systems, and more systems you have to interact with to monitor social channels and deal with new types of content creation and delivery and management across all of this.
So let's talk about another related theme that's also, I think, is kind of complicating matters even further, which is this whole notion of, you know, the collaborative economy, customer communities. These are just other models, business models and channels the companies now have to deal with a lot more input from customers and people outside the four walls of the business. So what do you foresee in terms of these kinds of trends in 2015?
Well, you know, I mean, communities have a different role than social content and interactions, but, you know, I think they definitely play a big role. And, you know, community members can help one another. They can police one another if they get out of line. And, you know, they let someone know, even the company, when something's not cool. So from that perspective, you get, you know, unfiltered view of your customers. And they provide a forum for customers to talk to you and to one another. So if people are having issues, you know, they act as your help desk. So, you know, they can say, you know, this is how you do this. And, you know, it saves you the time of having them on the phone or, you know, through your website. So that in itself is, you know, really valuable. They can also provide product feedback and let you know gaps in your product that, you know, could help you define your product roadmap. And, you know, in terms of where it goes, well, it's with everything else. The cloud, web, and mobile are all going to play into this because, you know, they provide a way to access communities on whatever device you're on. So, you know, companies are going to be probably needing to build native apps to access their communities. They're going to have to provide multiple ways to interact with customers. And a strong community, you know, can be part of that.
So, and we could talk about that even further, and maybe we will in the future. But now I want to shift gears and ask you one final question, which has been all the rage this year in terms of the Internet of Things and wearables. You know, these kind of connected devices connected to the web and the cloud that enable us to kind of learn more about how customers are using products, what customers are doing at any given point in time. It enables personalization and a whole bunch of other stuff. So what do you see there for 2015, and what's good and what's bad about that?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily put a value on technology as being good or bad. It's there, you know, and we're going to have to deal with it. And sensors and the Internet of Things is part of that. I mean, one thing we know is that sensors are going to be providing us with tons of data moving forward. I mean, we can already see with mobile phones, you know, there's a GPS, there's a compass, there's an accelerometer. There's all these sensors within just the phone that allow us to learn so much about people and, you know, get information about, you know, how they're interacting with us, you know, where they are, what they're doing. That can be helpful or can be creepy, but again, you know, it is what it is. It's there. So we also have, you know, loads of equipment, jet engines, cars, and so forth, providing information about the devices themselves. Then, you know, then you have things like Nest, and as you said, things like Fitbit. So there's all these tools, and it's just going to be more and more of it. So this is going to generate tons of data, you know, what we like to call, you know, big data. And this is going to be really big data. So from a content management perspective, I guess this could, you know, provide companies with valuable information about their products and how people are using them and how they're interacting with them. And, you know, that could be useful. You know, some of this is probably going to be managed by a content management system, but, you know, my feeling is that most of it will be processed by these other big data processing platforms, you know, many of which are being developed right now. But the analytics and the reports and those, you know, the information that's produced as a result of that, that comes out of that, I think will be the content that, you know, the data itself is probably going to be processed elsewhere. But the reports are going to be managed. And I think that one thing that could happen is we could start to see certain types of information trigger certain types of business processes. So, you know, it could have an impact on content management. It could have an impact on business process management. And, you know, we're going to just see how that, you know, comes together moving forward. But it is going to happen because these devices are there and there's just going to be more and more of them moving forward.
Right. And as you mentioned, in terms of triggering processes, you know, the big goal with a lot of this data is to kind of make use of it and have actionable decisions come out of that steady stream of data. So
So I mean that's something that companies are looking to try to do, and so far you know, that's been elusive, but I think, you know, you look 3-5 years out, that's going to be more and more possible.
Right. So that'll be a trend that hopefully we'll keep an eye on this year. Well, Ron, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and give us your thoughts for 2015.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was great to have you. We hope you'll do it again. And for more on content management, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.